who's down and who Newville were making their list, but some didn't know. Walmart has the best brands for their gifts.
What about toys? Do they have brands kids have been wanting all year?
Yep, Barbie, Tonys, and Lego. Gifts that will make them all cheer.
Do you mean they have all the brands I adore?
They have Nintendo, Nespresso, Apple, and more.
What about...
So the who answered questions from friends till they were blue. Each one listened and shouted, from Walmart? Who knew? Shop gifts from top brands for everyone on your list in the Walmart app.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Yes, they've announced they're playing Dublin next July, Saturday the 4th. Alan Buckley from the Irish Rock and Roll Museum Experience is here to tell us about the making of Everything Changes. I take that.
I am indeed.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you
Good.
Very much.
But I love this song.
Do you remember when we did ABBA?
Yes.
And I said I might have been a little bit out of my comfort zone.
Oh, you're not a Take That fan, are you?
I am now on a different continent right. My comfort zone.
This is where I come into my own, though.
This is I think, why we're here today.
Well, we're here today because Take That announced in recent weeks that they're going to play their next big gig in Ireland next July.
100%. And I suppose what this made me think about is the phenomenon of the boy band. Because technically speaking, without getting into overly prescriptive demographics, I don't think I'm the target market primarily.
Right.
And I wouldn't have been when this came out and all of that. I was in a much different musical space.
So when did it come out?
It came out in 1993. Yeah. And then what we need to think about is that at this time, the phenomenon of the boy band had hit America. So we started seeing bands. The big one, of course, was New Kids on the Block. So Take That are often considered to be the this side of the Atlantic response to that.
To that, yeah.
But we have to go back way further. And the one that always gets thrown out as the first boy band is, of course, the Beatles. Because the Beatles were four young men and it caused this incredible stir and all of that. But what to be fair to the Beatles, they didn't set out to be a boy band because a boy band wasn't a thing. The first actual, what you might call manufactured boy band is the Monkees, because the Monkees weren't even made as a band. They were manufactured to be a TV program about a fictional band.
Okay, so this is the English response, I suppose,
in the
mid-90s.
This is kind of the first real English boy band.
Yeah.
You know,
well, it's funny because if they're out in 93, that sounds about right, because I was in maybe second class in primary school, and Take That are the first band that I would have known of, really, like that I really would have followed, that I would have had an album from, because they were right at that kind of, you know, you were just becoming.
Yeah, it's the perfect storm of your burgeoning musical taste.
Right, let's take a listen to some of the tunes from Everything Changes.
No, no love, hate, fear, and more.
Is anyone else hearing the Bee Gees here? Yeah. No, but in a good way.
Yeah.
In a good way. I mean, so we do have our poppy, up-tempo, disco kind of songs as well. But this is very much in the tradition of excellent musical vocal harmonies. And it's obviously a love song about the loss of same. And it was the final single from this album. They released six singles in total, and this was the sixth. And it did very well. I mean, it didn't reach number one, but it did reach number three. It's that sort of beautiful, melancholic pining.
Just Everything Changes, actually. Where did that fall in the charts?
Everything Changes would have been, was released in March 1984. It was the fifth single, so the second last one.
Okay.
I have a tendency to almost work back because sometimes it is about the later impact of these songs have a greater impact than the first single.
So how successful was this album?
It was huge. Take That's first album exploded onto the scene. Their first album reached number two in the UK charts, so definitely a big statement. This is number one for weeks and weeks. And actually, the album stayed in the British music charts for over a year and a half in the top.
Okay. And what about here in Ireland and abroad?
Huge. Yeah. Absolutely huge. Now, we will see, you know, the advent then of the Irish response, which would have initially been Boyzone.
Boyzone, yeah.
But Take That are definitely the band that puts down a marker here. So this goes to number one.
I don't know how many posters I had of Take That in my bedroom growing up.
I shudder to think how many posters you had.
Just on that, actually, I was going to say many of which were probably of Mark Owen, but tell us a little bit about the band.
So they all come from, they don't fit into quite the manufactured boy band, because they were all kind of in and around the music scene. And I suppose the person to really talk about here is Gary Barlow, who is the main songwriting force behind this. And he had been very much in the club scene in the Manchester area. The other guys were on the fringes. I mean, it was actually... was it Jason Orange was a breakdancer and he was in a group, and he wasn't a musician, he was a guy who liked to go to clubs.
Yeah.
So Gary Barlow is definitely the creative force here. Mark Owen was brought on to have that extra vocal power, because he actually does have a very good voice, and it couldn't be just the Gary Barlow band. But Gary Barlow, just to his musical credit, is the winner of an Ivor Novello Best Song Award.
Okay.
They don't give those out to just anybody.
Robbie Williams, obviously the huge component and part of the band for many years.
Well, up until 1995. Yeah. And then again, he rejoined the band in 2010 for the reunion tour. But here's the phenomenon with the boy band. They tend to be relatively short-lived, because at least in their original format. I know we're getting Take That next year, but we're getting three members of Take That, as far as I know.
Yeah. So
Robbie Williams came, exploded, left, and then exploded again on his own. So a huge force in there, but probably has had a more successful career as a solo artist.
Howard Donald,
another guy again from the kind of club scene in the Manchester area. I mean, the club that they were brought together as this group, but from disparate kind of little cliques, but it worked. Where have you been? So there you have it. Posters galore of the man himself, Mr. Mark Owen. So he did do the lead vocals on this one. And again, a different kind of sound, that kind of very R&B kind of vibe here. And again, that idea of sharing out the vocals so it doesn't just achieve this sort of uniform sound.
It's not just the one.
Gary Barlow singing. And this was a massive hit. And this was number one in UK and Ireland. Did very well on mainland Europe. The interesting thing about Take That, they never really crack America. They tour, they do moderately well, but if you say to American visitors, if you start naming boy bands, they don't know about these bands as much.
So funny you say that. My Irish friend married a Canadian a couple of years ago, and in an effort to get people out on the dance floor, I decided that the band, the DJ, towards the end of the night should play Never Forget. The dance floor cleared. The Canadians hadn't a clue.
Yeah.
They'd never heard the song before. And I was absolutely devastated.
And I do attempt to do the high part occasionally. Oh, yeah. Of all the times I close the door to keep my love within. So this is the second single.
I love this.
Yeah. No, this is the one that won the Ivor Novello Award. I mean, massive hit. Absolutely. You know, this will mark the first of a four consecutive number one series by the band. So this was the second single. And as I said, their first single didn't go to number one, but it was right up there. This was the one that like would put them onto this crest of a wave. So they are, I mean, it's a beautiful song. It was As I said, it was voted best British single of the year for that year. It won an Ivor Novello Award for best contemporary song. This is the moment, I suppose, where you say, well, they have arrived. They are absolutely, and they're about...
Was the moment they arrived.
Pray was the moment where they are now the biggest boy band, certainly on this side of the Atlantic. We've spoken about how they maybe never really cracked America, but who cares? Because in total, they've sold over 45 million records.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
You know, so...
Never Forget isn't part of Everything Changes. Sure, it's not.
It isn't. It's the next one. So the next album, which is, and Never Forget is very much that. I mean, the very theme of the song is about what we've done looking back, but it's probably not going to last forever. And Williams is leaving. The band are looking at themselves in terms of. I mean, did you? If you've watched the documentary about Boyzone, you know. I mean, the pressure. And the adulation was just so intense, and the what was expected of them, and how they were meant to portray themselves. I think it's probably untenable for a band like this to maintain that.
Tell us about your final song you've picked from Everything Changes.
Oh well.
Relight My Fire.
So this isn't written by Gary Barlow, but an absolute massive hit. It's pure disco, and it actually does come from a 1970 song by a guy called Dan Hartman. But they did a very interesting thing here, because of course everything about Take That is youthful exuberance and good looks and fancy dance moves, and they brought in Lulu. and Lulu just adds that wonderful kind of connection to, and I'm trying to avoid insulting Lulu here, but the older of the disco.
Yeah, it's a great tune. It's absolutely brilliant.
So I actually think this is the one that would have got the Canadians on the dance floor, you know.
That's why I should never be allowed to pick the music as well, you know.
Never Forget is a bit of a slow burner, maybe this is the one that you should have gone.
Have you ever seen Take That Live?
I have never seen.
Never.
I have never seen Take That.
Oh my God!
I've gone to confess. I've never gone to a pop concert.
Right.
As in, I mean, like a boy band. My home is indie rock. So I did go to see. Who did I go see? That awful character Brown, Rihanna's ex.
Chris Brown.
Yeah, I had. In a former life.
I have all the people I never expected to say you went to see him.
I had to accompany young people.
Right. Even I've seen them.
Yeah, no, and I genuinely sat in my seat, and I actually brought a notebook so that I pretended like I was a music critic, because otherwise I would have just felt completely out of
it. Yeah, well, listen, Take That are worth going to see. I've seen them about 3, if not 4 times.
And I believe the circus event that they do, this is what they're going to do, is visually as well as musically spectacular. I mean, let's get this straight. This is nostalgia now.
Brilliant.
Why not?
90s. Yeah, absolutely.
Why not?
Take That is right up my street. Take That is definitely a gig I will get tickets
No surprise.
Yeah, I've no doubt about that. Alan Buckley from the Irish Rock and Roll Museum Experience here to tell us about the making of Take That. Everything Changes.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.